Good evening, this is Akashvani. I am Aparajita Nair with the World News. India and South Korea to increase bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. Launch digital bridge to deepen partnerships in AI, semiconductors and IT. India and United States begin fresh round of trade talks in Washington. Uncertainty prevails over second round of peace talks between United States and Iran in Islamabad. And a 7.7 magnitude earthquake rocks Japanese coast of Sanriku, triggering tsunami warning in Iwate Prefecture. India and South Korea today outlined an ambitious roadmap to significantly deepen economic ties, announcing a shared goal to increase the bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. The two countries also signed four MOUs for cooperation in the fields of sports, cultural and creative industries, small and medium enterprises, and for establishment of Industrial Cooperation Committee. Both sides exchanged joint declaration on resuming the negotiations to upgrade the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement and the framework for India-Korea Digital Bridge. The agreements were signed and exchanged following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi. In a joint press statement after the talks, bilateral trade between the two countries has reached $27 billion.
भारत और कोरिया का बायलेटरल ट्रेड 27 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंच चुका है 2030 तक इसे 50 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमने आज कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए हैं फाइनेंशियल फ्लोस को सुगम बनाने के लिए भारत कोरिया फाइनेंशियल फोरम की शुरुआत की है बिजनेस सहयोग को बल देने के लिए इंडस्ट्रियल कोऑपरेशन कमेटी का गठन किया है क्रिटिकल टेक्नोलॉजी और सप्लाई चेन में सहयोग बढ़ाने के लिए हम इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी डायलॉग शुरू कर रहे हैं
The Prime Minister Modi said new opportunities for cooperation will open for India and South Korea in various sectors.
हम चिप से लेकर शिप्स, टैलेंट से लेकर टेक्नोलॉजी, एनवायरमेंट से लेकर एनर्जी, हर क्षेत्र में सहयोग के नए अवसरों को साकार करेंगे और साथ मिलकर दोनों देशों की प्रोग्रेस और प्रॉस्पेरिटी सुनिश्चित करेंगे।
The Prime Minister asserted the digital bridge is being launched to further deepen the partnerships between the two countries in artificial intelligence, semiconductors and information technology.
आज हम अगले दशक की सक्सेस स्टोरीज की नींव रख रहे हैं एआई, सेमीकंडक्टर और इंफॉर्मेशन टेक्नोलॉजी में साझेदारी और प्रगाढ़ करने के लिए हम इंडिया कोरिया डिजिटल ब्रिज लॉन्च कर रहे हैं शिप बिल्डिंग सस्टेनेबिलिटी स्टील और पोर्ट जैसे क्षेत्रों में हम एमओयू कर रहे हैं कल्चर और क्रिएटिव इंडस्ट्री में आपसी सहयोग से हम फिल्म एनिमेशन और गेमिंग में भी नए आयाम स्थापित करेंगे
Mr. Modi said India and South Korea through their shared efforts will continue to contribute towards a peaceful, progressive and inclusive Indo-Pacific. Speaking on the occasion, President of South Korea said, India has emerged as a leader in the global South. He said in the era of uncertainty, both countries can be the most ideal partners for comprehensive cooperation to promote mutual growth and innovation. Later in the day, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, P. Kumaran, briefed the media in New Delhi key outcomes of the talks between Prime Minister Modi and the visiting President of South Korea.
In addition to setting up infrastructure and facilities, we are also looking at financing and skill training. KOICA, Korea International Cooperation Agency, will be partnering with the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways to help with the skill training program, especially in the area of shipbuilding. There will be also cooperation in developing port infrastructure, knowledge sharing, training our workers, and financing will be another area where the Maritime Development Fund and the Korean side's Development Partnership Funds would be used for advancing this program.
India and the United States have begun a fresh round of trade negotiations in Washington, aiming at giving a final shape to the much-awaited trade deal between the two countries. A delegation of Indian officials are taking part in the three-day talks in the U.S. Capitol, which will continue till Wednesday. The delegation is led by India's chief negotiator, Darpan Jain, an additional secretary in the Department of Commerce, along with representatives from the Customs Department and the External Affairs Ministry. Meanwhile, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said, government has almost finalized the first tranche of bilateral trade agreement with US. Talking to reporters in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal said, the government is trying to work out what would be the mechanism on which India would get a preferential access in the US market compared to the country's competitors. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has been accorded a ceremonial step line and received by United Kingdom's Air Chief Marshal Sir Richard Knighton, underscoring a strong, future-ready India-UK defence partnership. General Chauhan also interacted with High Commissioner of India to the UK, Vikram K. Duraiswamy. General Chauhan's three-day visit will further deepen defence cooperation and will advance defence industrial and intelligence collaboration, cyber cooperation, strategic communication and joint exercises. This visit reinforces a shared commitment to global security, stability and resilience. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Uncertainty prevailed over the second round of peace talks between the US and Iran at Islamabad in Pakistan today amid exhibitory brinkmanship by both sides. A two-week ceasefire between the US and Iran is set to expire on Wednesday. A report.
Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Ismail Bakai, in a weekly press briefing in Tehran, said that his country has yet to decide whether to attend the next round of talks with the United States. The spokesman elaborated that the US was not serious about pursuing diplomacy, citing alleged violations of their two-week ceasefire. On the other side, US President Donald Trump said the US Navy targeted an Iranian ship trying to evade the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. The attack comes hours after US President Donald Trump announced that he is sending his team to Islamabad for possible talks with Iran. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has also closed the Strait of Hormuz, requiring commercial ships to obtain explicit permission and follow guard-approved routes, warning that vessels approaching without clearance could be targeted. The last round of dialogue was held on 11th and 12th of April in Islamabad. Swati Rakheja for World News.
A powerful earthquake struck off the northern Japanese coast and the Japan Meteorological Agency issued a tsunami alert in the region. The JMA said the 7.7 magnitude earthquake occurred off the coast of Sanriku in northern Japan at around 4:53 p.m. at a depth of about 10 kilometers below the sea surface. Japanese authorities have revised the magnitude of the earthquake to 7.7. It was initially announced as having a magnitude of 7.4. A tsunami of about 2.6 feet was detected at the Kuji port in the Iwate prefecture, and a smaller tsunami of 1.3 feet was recorded at another port in the prefecture. The JMA urged residents in the region to immediately stay away from the coast or along rivers and take shelter on higher ground. It also cautioned people in the area against possible aftershocks for about a week. Earlier, the JMA issued a tsunami warning for waves up to 3 meters after the earthquake struck northern part of the country today. Footage from national broadcaster NHK did not show any immediate visible damage around several ports in Iwate. Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi told reporters that the government was trying to confirm whether there were any casualties or property damage. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 200, Gujarat Titans were 71 for 5 in 10 overs against Mumbai Indians in a league stage match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians posted 199 for 5 in 20 overs, riding on Tilak Verma's maiden unbeaten century of 45 balls. For Mumbai Indians, Kagiso Rabada picked 3 wickets. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and South Korea to increase bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030, launch digital bridge to deepen partnerships in AI, semiconductors and IT. India and United States begin fresh round of trade talks in Washington. Uncertainty prevails over second round of peace talks between United States and Iran in Islamabad. And a 7.7 magnitude earthquake rocks Japanese coast of Sanriku, triggering tsunami warning in Iwate Prefecture. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.